Everyone knows about the growth rate. Rising unemployment? That's the growth rate's fault. Public finances in a mess? The growth rate again. But what is the growth rate exactly? In 3 minutes, you'll know everything, or just about. The growth rate measures changes in gross domestic product, which itself corresponds to the total of all value added produced in a given country. Well, let's have another look at all that. Starting from the beginning, value added. Let's take a tiny country where a minuscule company operates. One, for instance, makes guitars. Before making anything, it has to buy in all kinds of stuff. Wood, strings, screws, varnish, and that's not the half of it. Value added is the difference in value between the price of the finished product and the cost of the ingredients. Easy, isn't it? Value added is, more or less, the wealth created by turning these various items into a guitar. Now, let's broaden the scope just a touch. Each company in our minuscule country creates value added. The sum of all the value added is the country's gross domestic product, also known as GDP. And let's not forget the value added created by the state. That's right. When the state builds a road or educates a child, it is also creating wealth. GDP is the quantity of wealth produced in a year within a country. But what is all this wealth for in the end? Who does it go to? Excellent question. Employees' wages account for around two-thirds of value added. Another part goes to the state, in taxes. The rest is used by companies to pay off their loans and compensate their owners. And then this little part here is an investment for the future. GDP isn't just the sum of all the value added, it's also the sum of compensation paid. These two sums give the same result. If one was really curious, one could ask another question. What happens to all this wealth once it has been distributed? Let's see. Here, an employee buys a guitar. There, a guitar maker invests in a machine tool. Over there, the state builds a music conservatory so that future generations can learn to read music. In short, in one way or another, the wealth distributed is subsequently spent. GDP is the sum of all value added, which is equal to the sum of compensations, which is equal to the sum of expenditure. These three items are equivalent. And now here's the moment you've all been waiting for. The GDP growth rate. If GDP was 100 last year and is 110 this year, this could be because we produced 10% more wealth. But it could also be because prices have risen by 10%. And it's most likely to be a bit of both. The growth rate is the quantity of wealth produced in addition, without taking into account inflation. 10% growth is possible in emerging countries, but it's a thing of the past for developed economies, where 2% is already respectable. Now, let's take a look at the inspiring tale of two cakes. The first, bought in a supermarket, is an integral part of the GDP, but the second, made at home with love, doesn't exist. Or at least it doesn't show up in GDP. Yet the second cake is at least as good as the first, and the wealth created is definitely real. And then, more seriously, GDP does not include the notion of social utility. It draws no distinction between the wealth created by a cigarette brand and that created by a hospital treating smokers suffering from cancer. From the GDP perspective, a traffic jam's a blessing. It creates wealth, since people then spend more on petrol and car maintenance. In short, GDP is an important but limited indicator of a country's level of economic development. And the growth rate of this same GDP is insufficient to measure the well-being of citizens. especially if you smoke cigarettes in traffic jams.